clear to Taco Town. Yeah, we definitely got us the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
I am your host over time from Chrome Radio FM. I'm going to kind of give you a brief overview of what we are, who we are, and who we are not. Who we are not, let's get that out of the way real quick. Who we are not is those everyday four-wheeler driver that runs up down the highway, suit and tie, collar, lipstick, glamour makeup, short skirt, tank top, yada yada. No, that's not who we are. Pencil pusher tie wear, damn sure definitely not. We're part of the blue collar industry. We pound pavement just like you do every day. Our hats off to the over the road guys. No doubt you guys are the ones, you guys and gals, shall I say, are the ones that get it done. You're the one that gets it from the distribution center to the store shelf, and I appreciate that. I do want to let you know that I am one of those people that do appreciate it. I know where it starts and I know where it ends up, although I also know what it takes to get it from point A to point B. There's a lot of people that do not, and again, my hat's off to you. You are the ones that make it happen. Kind of get used to things here. We are back at it once again, coming from United CDL Live with Overtime. Back in 2004, 2005, kind of got busy in life. Owned a fleet of trucks and kind of got out of the podcasting episode recording thing for quite some time. But nevertheless, a lot like you guys, I rode hard and put away dry. I'm still at it. Still at driving, no doubt. It's a lifestyle. It's not just a way of life. It's a lifestyle as well as a way of life. Coming in and listening to these episodes or tuning in, you got a lot of people that sometimes don't even drive that tune into the recordings just to hear what's going on. And that's fine. That's absolutely fine. But I do want you to know, and do want everybody to know, that one of the things that happens out here on the road is the aggravation, the stress of the lifestyle, the stress of the job. There is almost zero respect from the four-wheeler to the big truck. And if you are happen to be just cruising along on Anchor Radio and tune into one of our episodes, please, I hope you listen to this welcome wagon message first before you get into the fun, the games, the whatnot. I mean, again, Chrome Radio FM is primarily just to help my friends on the road stay awake. A lot of them know my voice from a long, long time ago. I've been around for at least 20 years. I know I'm not the oldest knife in the drawer, but I've been around the industry for quite some time. I know a lot of people. It's easier to say which states I have not been to than it is to say which ones I have been to. And the two I have not been to, you can't even get there by 18-wheeler. So that'll let you know. Been around the block, got my shirt, and well, I still wear it from time to time. I still am out there playing with you guys. But again, I don't pound the pavement like my over the road family do. You'll get familiar with the boys and the girls that tune into the show. They are part of the show, and that's what that message button is for on Anchor. You can leave us a message if you star the podcast, meaning if you thumbs up the podcast and you like it and you become a fan, I will pull you into the show. That's one of the things I do. I like doing. It gets you involved, gets your word out there, gets you known, things like that. And let you know you're not alone. You're not alone out there, and that's one of the big things that a lot of people are that actually do make that step to become an over the road guy or just a driver, you know, they're like, I'm alone out here. Man, you are far, far, far from alone. Trust me, you're not alone. You got brothers and you got sisters running up and down that road with you, pounding pavement, chasing freight, and you know, you never know, you know, who is and who isn't as green, as brown, or as old as you are on that pavement. But again, you're not alone, and that's again one of the reasons why I started doing the United Live with Overtime years and years ago, was primarily to keep myself awake, but it's also to get family and friends involved. When I say family and friends, that's what we are out here. We are a family of drivers. I know it may not seem that way, but we are. If anything happens to any one of us, you know, really, another driver is primarily going to be one of the first people that is in your response team out there on the road. So, just letting you know who we are, what we are, where we come from, a little bit of background, you know, and let you know you're not listening to this podcast from, like, you know, the 17th floor somewhere in California. No. Myself and a lot of my friends that we call, they are, they've got their Bluetooth headsets on, and we're recording this show every day, Monday through Friday, live, literally live, driving down the road, headsets on, being very safe, but primarily just cutting the shine and talking industry standard and industry whatever. So, and again, everybody, this podcast does not happen without you. It's a lot like everything else. Nothing happens without that driver. So I want you to know that you are appreciated, you are loved, and you are damn sure respected by me and my family. We've been there, and we know all about it. So other than that, I wanted to make that welcome wagon short, sweet, and to the point. And that's primarily what we're out here to do, is just get her done, everybody. Once again, Overtime Live. It's back at it again with Chrome Radio FM. So thank you for tuning in. I hope you flag and share. Again, it does not happen without you. Be safe.
Dog Mac with a can on back and a Jaguar hauling ass. He's 10 on the floor, stroking bores, seat cover starting to gain. Now Beaver, you a trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain. Mexico on I-40 like a Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal and bears was a walk in the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell and the devil was Dirty Lyle. Sir, run out of luck when you cross that final bridge. There's choppers and rigs full of guns.
sure glad you're along on this here run to kick gas, don't you know? On 10-4, I know you can't sink the gas on the same beat, Mac.
Well, that big black Mac stopped dead in her tracks when the trailer blew high in the air. There was pieces of truck and some pieces of duck, junk and debris everywhere. Then the rig took a drink and commenced to sink, and there was no duck no more. But that evil smile from dirty old Lyle shows south from the North Texas shore.
Just beyond 95.